Mullins Library at the University of Arkansas is now home to the New York Post Photo Archive. It includes more than a million photographs and negatives that span the 20th century. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Dennis Clark, the Dean of Libraries, and Lori Burrell, the Associate Dean for Special Collections, about the trove of artifacts.
Was it a surprise to get this trove of photographs?
It was a really unusual thing for us to get at the University of Arkansas. It wasn't anything that we went out seeking. So the archive is fundamentally the as far as we can tell, the complete photo archive of the New York Post till they stopped making prints and they stopped keeping prints. It's 2010 or 2000s or so. And so it includes about 1.38 million individual items, and it takes up about 1,492 boxes, and it came to the university on two different box trucks, and so right now it sits on a library storage facility. It came to the university through donors who have a connection with the university, who wish to remain anonymous, but had acquired the New York Post Archive themselves.
Any idea why, while remaining anonymous, why they were drawn to this collection?
I would imagine it's because they saw an opportunity to monetize it. The collection has been digitized and it's completely, and that digital images are licensed through Getty Images now. So newspapers and journalists around the world still can pull this information down. But what we have is the print archive, the actual fundamental photographs, the prints, the negatives, number of different kinds of formats. Those are the things that we have. The research value for us is different.
So what is the research value of having these physical objects when they are digitized and exist somewhere else?
So that's a really good question, and that's something we're still trying to figure out. So we have this amazing collection. It will have research value. The question about what that value is unclear because we don't really know what it is yet. We took the donation, the university accepted the donation, and we have only just begun to actually get any sense of what's actually included in the archive. We know what it is. I mean, it's the New York Post Photographic Archive, but we don't really know the extent of it. We don't know condition. There are as many unanswered questions right now as there are answered ones.
Right. I mean, it's a huge amount of material. Any idea how you will store it, how it will eventually be perhaps accessible to students or researchers?
Sure. So what our typical path would be is with a collection this size, it'll take it would take us years to make any part of it accessible because we have to understand its context and its scope. We have to understand the intellectual content, intellectual property concerns. So all of these are kind of messy, messy questions that we have to engage in if we're going to do it right. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. So it's going to be a long time before it can be open for research. But once it is, typically our pathway would be to open up the entire collection for research at once we feel like we have intellectual control on it.
And any idea what kind of images at this point that this collection contains and how far back they go?
Most of the photographs are between the 1920s and the early 2000s, but we know we have some photographs that go back into the 19th century. So it's a fairly broad collection of photos and prints and other kinds of photographic material.
And obviously this is coming from the New York Post, and now it's at the University of Arkansas. So what is the value of having something like the images from the New York Post here in Arkansas?
Well, the New York Post was a national newspaper. It's not a local paper for New York. It really is a national newspaper. So we have strong connections with student journalism. We have strong connections with our journalism program, connections with history, American history, all of which is kind of the archive really is going to touch on because it does span such a large amount of American history.
Any standout images that you know of there yet? And I'm sure there's quite a bit that are sort of everyday life images, but I'm wondering if you guys have had a chance to see anything that kind of struck you as unusual or unique.
We've only opened up a couple of boxes to get a sample, and so I don't think there's anything that has struck us as particularly either iconic that everyone might know. Although the New York Post certainly published photographs that were iconic, and we would expect those to be in those 1,492 boxes somewhere in that 1.38 million volumes. But it's interesting. We looked at some today, and what we saw saw was some of the first women's photographs of the first women's baseball players at Brown University, and some Negro League women's ball players in one folder that we opened. So there are touch points of American history, even in that I would never have thought would might be represented in this archive.
So I'm wondering, in general, what is the value of having photographs that were taken by the New York Post or any newspaper available for research at the U of A or any other university?
Well, I think the historic value of the fact that these were part of American history, that millions of people looked at these photographs once, is really important. And although the photographs, to our understanding, are licensed for Getty Images, that's a commercial question. And that's not anything that we as a library rely on to make sure that someone, once it stops being something that someone can make money off of, their interest in it wanes, but our interest will remain. So in looking at a collection like this, an archive like this, we're looking for the long haul and for access to information, access to photographs that go beyond what someone can easily sell on the internet.
How do you begin to organize a collection of this size to make it easily searchable once people are allowed to start looking at it?
So with a collection like this, what we would want to do is open all the boxes, not just the few that we've opened so far, and we'd want to look through and start to create an initial inventory of every single photo as best we can, if not at that granular level, then at least a set of folder titles. So each folder is labeled with a subject, so we'd want to have a complete inventory of that, and we'd turn that into an online inventory, or what we call a finding aid, and that's how it becomes discoverable and researchers know that it's here. So that's the kind of intellectual work that goes into it. But then in terms of the physical organization, a collection like this is a really big undertaking in that to do it right, you want to have all the photographs in acid-free folders. You want to have them all sleeved so that they're protected from fingerprints and light and dust. And then you also want them all in acid-free boxes. So there's a lot of rehousing that'll be involved in this project. We haven't seen the condition of all the photographs yet. We know that there is a little bit of damage here and there, just as you might expect from over 100 years of history. And so that's part of what goes into that physical and intellectual arrangement.
So are there going to be any kind of logistical things that y'all will have to work through in terms of maybe finding space or a way to store them? Because this is a lot of photos.
So right now, as Dean Clark was saying, the photos are at one of our storage facilities. And anytime that a collection comes in, space is certainly something that we think a lot about, because we want to be sure that we're the best stewards of any collection that's part of university libraries. And so thinking about how we provide access to those materials, so how we bring them into our reading room, which is where people access our collections, how we do that, how we make sure that they're available for our students, for exhibits, and other types of outreach, those are all things that go into stewarding a collection like this.
So we discussed a little bit about how these images have been digitized by Getty. How will you kind of navigate how these images are allowed to be used, considering that the physical images are owned now at the U of A, but Getty has this digital collection?
So with any of our physical collections, we provide access for researchers to use them as part of the scholarship that they're producing. And when it comes time for them to publish or to create other works based on those materials, it's their responsibility to secure the copyright and any permissions that they need to do. So we're providing access to the materials, and then those sorts of permissions or any licenses, that's on the researcher to finalize.
Does the U of A have something similar to this, any kind of similar collections of photographs like this that, I don't know, were part of a newspaper archive? Or what kind of images does the U of A typically have possession of?
So we do have a number of photographic archives. They tend to be from the photographers themselves. So we have the papers or the photographs of Jalevi Grice. We also have other photographs from notable Arkansans and others. And those photographs tend to be part of a person's sort of main corpus or their main body of work. We also have a lot of photographs from our own university relations and our student newspaper and other campus publications. So there's been a long kind of collecting history around media and journalism in general.
Thank you both for filling us in and giving us a little glimpse of this collection.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks so much.
That was Lori Burrell, the Associate Dean for Special Collections and Dennis Clark, the Dean of Libraries at the University of Arkansas, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about Mullins Library's acquisition of the New York Post's photo archive.